Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, I wish you all a happy new year. The Church celebrates this day the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. First reading will be taken from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. Our psalm for today is Psalm 67. Second reading taken from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Gospel reading taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 16 to 21. The theme of our reflection is, the woman became the mother of God. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the Lord himself prophesied that another woman and her offspring will come to end the reign of the enemy of life. Prophet Micah in chapter 5, verse 3 says, when the woman in labor gives birth in Bethlehem Ephrathah, her child, the son of David, will rule Israel and shepherd them to the ends of the earth. Having said yes to Angel Gabriel's message in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 27, and conformed herself to the will of God, Mary, the Virgin, is acknowledged as the woman to give birth to the universal King. Thus, St. Paul also confirmed in today's second reading that at the appointed time, Mary gave birth to God's Son, who comes to redeem and enable us to be adopted as sons of God, children of God. In other words, Mary was chosen, blessed, and kept for a predestined mission of salvation. When she gave birth, the Redeemer was shown through her, and the Lord was gracious to her by asking a man of honor and wisdom, Saint Joseph, to protect her and the Savior of the world. And to reassure Mary and Joseph of his salvific plan, the Lord, through the visitation of the shepherds, further uncovered himself and bestowed peace in their hearts. Thus, they were joyfully animated to circumcise their child on the eighth day and named him Jesus the Savior, as the angel had foretold. In the words of the psalmist of today, the shepherds, Mary and Joseph, were graciously blessed by Jesus' birth and presence. For through their gracious cooperation, we have come to know the mission and ways of our Lord Jesus Christ and his saving help. Basking in the Lord's salvific glory, the Church affirmed in the year 325 AD at the Council of Nicaea that Jesus Christ was fully divine and human against the Arian position, and the Conciliar Fathers of the Council of Ephesus in 431 AD also confirmed that Mary is not only the mother of the Savior but also the mother of God, Theotokos, the bearer of God. Therefore, my brother, my sister, it is clear that our Lord will bless cooperators of his salvific mission. It is clear in the life of our Mother Mary, clear in the life of Saint Joseph himself. Thus, we must step up our life games in 2022. We must step up. The Lord and his ways must come first in word and action. Hence, the study of the Word of God, honoring Sunday, love of neighbor, pursuit of holiness, generous giving, praying for self and others, peacemaking and merciful living must not be occasional but a way of life in the year 2022. The Word of God says, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Hence, my brother, my sister, it is not impossible at all, if we decide to step up our games and place our trust in him, he will help us. It is possible, my brothers, my sisters, if we are open to His transforming Spirit. Let us pray today that the Lord in His infinite mercy will bless our resolve to become better citizens, better persons in the year 2022. For those preparing to elect new leaders, we must prepare ourselves to elect or to vote for persons ready and willing to take us to a greater height, a greater level, a better life. If you are preparing to marry a man or marry a woman, this is the time for you to re-examine that man's life, re-examine that woman's life before you say yes. If you are tired of the life you are living now, this is the time for you to ask God to redirect you and help you to become a greater and better person, to become one who is successful in life, one who is able to help himself, his family, and those around him. Yes, this is the time for planning. This is the time for prayer. This is the time to plan for that victorious song. For those who have not forgiven, this is the time for you to bring those pains and the anger to an end. If today is your day of salvation, then you must grant mercy, especially to those who do not know how to say to you, I am sorry. And so, my brothers, my sisters, let us table before the Lord our plans for this year and ask Him to bless us. May He bless us today and forever. Bless our January. Bless our February. Bless our March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. Bless our 2022. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.